key parts of marketing strategy. Let's count them: goals and objectives. What you would like to set up as a goal, and what are your objectives? Why have you come up with? Imagine 50 years back from now, people would say, oh, there are only so many flights going. After half an hour, one flight takes off from Mumbai. Just an example. So why we should have another airport? We are okay with this one airport. No, but that was a vision where they should have been thinking long time back of this new airport that has come. Look at airports around the world. For example, London has five to six airports. Paris has four airports. New York has four airports. And they are not stone throw from one another. They're fairly long from one another. So that's the goal and objective in a marketing strategy, to tap the growing market. Again, the key part from goal and objective, we have the branding, the image creation and positioning. People buy the brand. Think of Pepsi. You don't have to say this is Coca-Cola. It's a brand. Fanta, you don't have to say this is orange. People know. You talk of DHL. People know it's a courier company. You talk of Blue Dart. People know it's a courier company. Yes, so branding is one of the key elements in marketing strategy. It creates an image. When more couriers did not exist in our country, only few came in, like DHL came in and Federal Express. There are still, I have seen many of them, they say, DHL the consignment to me. Which means DHL is taken as a verb, as a brand. But the verb means send it by courier. So they say do it by DHL. Look at the brand we say to, whether it is Kelvinator, whether it is a Godrej, Samsung, or Toshiba fridge or refrigerator. We call it fridge. How many of us know that fridge was a brand that was initially brought to store and freeze item instead of putting it on loose places? But that fridge is now a brand which we use for anything where a refrigerator is referred to. So that is marketing strategy and image creation in positioning. I'll give you two examples of branding. That when you talk of Pepsi, you don't have to say it's a cola. Yes? There is no word in Pepsi saying that, yes, Coca-Cola has cola, Kemper Cola has cola, you have got Jira Cola, you know, RC Royal Crown Cola. They are all has cola, but Pepsi, nowhere it is mentioned it's cola. But you know for sure that Pepsi is referring to a drink that has cola or something based on coffee's based certain things. So that's a brand creation. People work for it. People bring up a brand. So when you talk of KBC, Kaun Banega Crorepati, what comes to your mind is a brand? Amitabh Bachchan. I hope I gave some good example to understand the marketing strategy and branding and image creation, including the position part. Coming back again, dear my student, is planning the strategy and way of executing the same. Huge amount of money and investment and marketing is done to position and execute that strategy. Costing for the entire activity depending on your budget. To put up the brand Pepsi, you have got celebrities who are being hired. They don't pick up a layman or paint a person to project Pepsi. They pick up key characters like Hrithik Roshan, to give example, or Shah Rukh Khan. I don't know if he does branding for it. But yes, these are the people for which the cost is paid to pay for that brand. Monitoring and control by having review and evaluation. We all know monitoring and control can be done. Monitoring helps you to understand and modify from time to time, because your monitoring will suggest to you where you go wrong. Look at the Disneyland and Disney World, and likewise underground metro or any metro. You sit, go to any railway station underground, and of course we don't have an access to railway monitoring rooms, but they monitor the entire track, what is going on anywhere. You have a monitoring control room at even CID offices. They have camera cells displayed everywhere in the city. That's how now any crime is being caught immediately by monitoring. Of course, that's another side of it, but I'm saying monitoring in business and control is very important for review and evaluation. Otherwise, you just put something and forget about it. Even the farmer who plowed the seed, who sow the seeds for the crop, monitors the crop from time to time. So goals and objectives as key part, position in select market segment defined in terms of business interest, target segment, who are your target, what is your business interest. For example, certain businesses will have a goal and objective and they will not. For example, certain restaurant you go, they have wonderful food, but they are not resto bar. Only food. You can't ask, serve me alcohol. That's their goal and objective. Serve quality food, but no alcohol. Positioning the market segment. So you welcome. You have different target segment. Would love to come in where environment is pleasant as per my market and my consumer group who would come to me. So that's a goal and objective. Revenue size, how much I'm going to make? Do I want to work on my revenue to be 30% or just 5% in volume and I make more money? Range of products and the market share. People need to have multiple choice in selection. You fly on a particular airline, they have club, they have business class, they have got premium economy, they have normal economy, they have flexi fare, they have refundable fare, they have non-refundable fare, etc., etc. These are different products that we must know. It's not only the fare that you pay, there are a lot of hidden things into it. For reason you don't fly, if you bought a fare that is non-refundable, the entire money would go. But if you have bought a refundable fare or you like to change the reservation and accepted the term, maybe you pay 100 rupees, 700 rupees, $100, $50, and you make changes to the flight. This is the revenue size generation and requirement to set up as a goal so that my passenger feel more comfortable. And obviously, the key part is also focusing and corporate and vision. So branding image, we have done a lot onto that. Understanding the customer's need and traveler perception about the company, its product and values. Selection of corporate image and branding to ahead of the competition. So when you say Malaysia, truly Asia, you can blindly turn your eyes and start thinking of Malaysia as a destination or God's own country. You know, we are talking about Kerala. Or when we talk of amazing Thailand, you know what you are thinking of, a destination. All brand creation, understanding the customer's need, and traveler's perception about the company and its product value. All these are key parts in image creation and positioning. Planning the strategy and ways of executing the same. As I highlighted, I informed you that without way of executing, it is just a dream. So, what is required in terms of product development? Funding the capital to achieve and the desired goal and objective is again planning the strategy, because you know I'm planning this, to execute this, we would need $200 million. From where this fund comes in, airline decides to operate new routes. We will fly from Mumbai to Ayodhya. We will fly from Mumbai direct to Srinagar. We will fly from Mumbai direct to Guwahati, a new route. Okay. So we need more aircraft. So from where the funds would come in, we don't have to invest so big money to buy the aircraft. So there are corporate banks, consolidator banks. There are lease companies who would give you aircraft on lease. And those aircraft, though painted with particular airline image, they are not owners of the aircraft. So funding is obtained on international front. Look at metros that we are running. Bullet train. Where the fund comes in from? Japan has invested money, given us loan, and so on and so forth. So funding the capital also is important to achieve the desired goal and objectives. Costing for the entire activity, the budget. Very few businesses you will find. You buy a car, no matter if you have money, but to get benefit from the bank, your income tax, all that, you take on EMI. You think people who can buy a car of 30 lakh rupees still buys on EMI. Why? Because he knows that I would get proper bank loan. I would get a special concession on my income tax. I can show this as my expense and can get a reduction and blah, blah, blah. So costing for the entire activities, accordingly, the resources to be looked at, and of course, human resources. So there was a time period when there was an acute shortage of pilots, especially for wide-body aircraft. Because pilots were all utilized because of the growing number of billionaires and millionaires around the world. The pilots are being hired by the celebrities and corporate who love to work for them because there is not much of a pressure. So there were acute shortage of human resources, pilots required. That's again a strategy from where you would provide the human resources for that. So capital required, also I have seen and spoke to you, gave you the example, if an airline decide to start new routes, new flights, meaning they need more aircraft, meaning funds required, meaning where you bring that fund from. You don't invest your seed capital into buying all this, because then you would not have operational funds. Okay, dear student, you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. I hope you are enjoying my presentation of this particular chapter. We move further on marketing strategy, the key parts. Key part, coming again to monitoring and control by having a review and evaluation, one of the finest job that they have to do before they expect things to go bad. Because evaluation, strategy, monitoring and controlling the strategy, quite important. In my previous flights, I've said that if certain flights are not doing well, they immediately stop it. Because no airline can afford, no business can afford to run on losses permanently. So evaluation and appraisal of goal in the context of external business environment changes and activities of competitor is very important element of monitoring and control. Before it's too late. That's why in a good office scenario, it is always advised by the topmost management that anything which is of importance or anything getting out of hand should be immediately reported to the line of reporting. Whoever is your line of reporting, it should go to him or her on an immediate basis, so that all that evaluation element can be taken into consideration and can be either stopped, or if any moderation, alteration, or control required, can be provided instantly before it gets too late and the repair to the damage becomes too long. So marketing strategy requires monitoring and control all the time. The more independently you have monitoring and control, then you have a successful marketing strategy. We come to the new topic of short-term marketing strategy, a subset of long-term marketing strategy. Short. It is specific to select market segment, provides information about the operational aspect of marketing strategy. And again, you have for a short term, what is an objective? You would like to run special train for Ganesh Utsav going from Mumbai to Konkan area or wherever there is a demand. Or like Chhat Puja, which is happening in recent days in Bihar, then or in UP, then special trains are to be arranged. It's a short-term requirement. The moment it is over, the train will be non-functional because this was a special train that will run. So short-term strategy, marketing strategy, we are talking about objectives and targets, marketing mix and budget here, what you will do as a mix marketing, what you would require on a part-time basis, what you would require on a long-term basis for a marketing mix, how do you market them? Accordingly, you plan for your budget, raise for fund, borrow in case of a small getup. In case if you are a big setup, go to banks, investment, financial institution, knock their doors, ask for additional budget, or put up a sort of another fundraising through any financial institution. An action plan and step, and going and monitoring and controlling them. So these are short-term marketing strategies that we discussed on. We move further. We are looking into competitive marketing strategy and its formulation. Another area of attention and understanding. So this particular strategy of competitive market is based on business vertical analysis. Different business vertical analysis they have, all different various variables that we have. You have to analyze them through business units, SBUs, strategic business unit, and product market growth model. How your product was launched and how it started getting momentum. These are all competitive marketing strategy. Look at Jio example. They have got 1 GB plan, which was functional sometime back, has been withdrawn. Now you have minimum 1.5 GB per day. 1 GB is gone. So they noticed that 1 GB, most of the people were finding it. So now they have taken away and launched 1.5 GB. There is no existing plan. That was their marketing strategy, to be very honest. That you give 1 GB or you give 1.5 GB. The people who would buy, because our pricing factor is much lower. So coming back to understand vertical analysis, which means different variables to be analyzed, the strategic business units and product market growth model. Coming back and to more into understanding of marketing strategy formulation, we look at business vertical analysis. be SBUs. Identification of appropriate standard business based upon internal capabilities such as knowledge and core competences. So, analyzing, identifying your capability, what you have. For example, exploration. For example, underground metros. The technologies that now use is called TBU. Trench boring unit. Gone were the days when the entire hole was being made to set up the railway line on a specific route. With the developed cities like Mumbai and Delhi, where rail, metro underground line was supposed to be put, you cannot dig the road up. What you will handle with the existing traffic? So different knowledge was obtained and technology was explored without disturbing the upper traffic. The digging was done when the upper movement of the traffic wasn't disturbed, and the trenching was ongoing till we finally see the metro line up and running. Only for railway station they had to dig. All underground lines have been done by trenching within inside. This is the technology and the knowledge they took from other countries, and they worked on it. And the marketing strategy formulation, we look at now competitive analysis, financial analysis. They say in the business, you should keep your competitor or your foe, FOE, should always be monitoring your competitor. Because the moment the competitor takes one step ahead of it, if you are in the same business and if you don't offer or match, then you start losing your market share. So competitive analysis is an important business strategy. Financial analysis, you would need additional fund. Where would those fund come in? So you have to raise funds. You have to borrow from the financial institution. You have to borrow from the banks, etc. Market assessment in terms of size, growth, prospects, and trend. Continuously keep monitoring your market. The market is growing in form of numbers, in form of requirement, in form of infrastructure need, etc., etc. So you have to continuously assess the market, and continuous review of standard business, monitoring and evaluation to achieve desired performance. We connect now with the competitive marketing strategy formulation. How do we design and formulate the competitive marketing strategy? What factors we count on? There are different models that are for us to have a look. One of the model is the product market growth model. So that's also known as based on Ansoff's model. The next step is product market growth strategies could have four basic options. Product market growth, which we just said, of based on Ansoff's model, is based on the four basic options. What options we look at it? Penetrate the market, drill into the market, get into the market, and penetrate to find out how the product can grow, meaning literally going into the market. On the basis of that, we also have another basic option available called product development. Any modification, any new product development, or develop it further, bring in a new developed product in the market. That's another growth model that is being, or strategy being taken up. The third is the market development. So you become the contributor and growth provider to the market also to develop certain things which were not available in a market. You create a market for that. And that's market development for growing your product also, or totally diversify. This also is a product market that can be looked into. Step by step, the competitive marketing strategy formulation we bring in for our further understanding. Market penetration. With its existing product mix, any expansion above existing market resulting in the increased penetration. This strategy is very relatively low risk. Penetrate into the market, go deep into the market, understand more, create more base for your market instead of finding it the product sellable to X number of people or in X specific market. You penetrate further and go and create bigger market. Product development is another strategy formulation. Inclusion of more products to existing market. For example, you are selling only holiday to Dubai or selling tickets. Then you develop with selling whole tour package. Selling from airline ticket to tour packages with hotel arrangement, selling insurances, assisting on visa. This is your developed product that you offer, what they call is one-stop shop under everything for solving all your business need. You come up with a strategy where you put up a developed product. So you then have to go different places. You have a developed product available where more product to the existing mix are added. The product development also, we use knowledge and competency with existing segments will be valuable platform for expansion. So you started learning something more, and then that knowledge would be helped in bringing in. Very fine example I would give you here. When the ball pen didn't exist, people were writing only with the pen, came the ball pen. But the quality of the pen, the refill inside was very poor. The ink used to get bloated from the ball pen. And there was a time, many years back, more than 30 to 40 years back, or rather more than that, 50 years back, ball pens were not allowed on any of the government and bank document because the ink used to bloat and burst. So then came the development of bringing in ball pen with correct type of ink inside, and technology was used. So knowledge and competition came, and that segment remained product development stage for a product. We come to the expansion of market, competitive marketing strategies, because as I mentioned about in last product development, those ball pens were being imported from France in the form of Renault ball pen that were coming in from France and other countries that had no flow of ink. Indian ball pens that were being used with the refill, that refill used to have a very poor ink quality. And product was developed, and now you have the finest ball pen available with us with the finest flow of ink within it. Another area of a competitive marketing strategy formulation comes for market development. Modify the version of product development concept aim at capturing new markets, going into more markets so that your product is sold more into not only local but global markets. And that's market development, which means it's not only additional business from the local market, which are extended market in the local scenario, but taking your product and increasing the size of your market so that you get much better share in the market, plus you get additional market roped in to sell your product. That's a market development scenario in, with the help of the marketing competition. And in travel and tourism industry, we keep hearing about it. For example, few airlines many years back were not arriving into Mumbai or India for that matter. Now you have flight going from Mumbai to Uzbekistan. We have flights that were not flying out of Mumbai to Nepal or for that matter to Azerbaijan and etc. So we have now flight going, we have new flights coming in as a low-cost carrier in the form of Air Arabia, Fly Dubai, Air Asia. These are all low-cost carriers that have come into, and the market for low-cost carriers have increased drastically. They are not limited to the market where they were originally starting. So that's a market development. With the help of market development, you created additional market for your product. With you brought and modified those products for additional markets. Or another corporate marketing strategy formulation could be in the form of diversification. Businesses are going outside of their existing business. So taking up new business activity in a new market sector related. Now this is a high risk strategy. So you diversify and also make this the additional product that you have diversified and moved into new area of business opportunity. If you have done market research and you think you would be successful, it is fine. Otherwise, it's a high-risk strategy. I'll give example of Etihad Airways. When the earlier CEO, James Hogan, he suggested that let's not only do business in the form of Etihad Airways, but diversify and invest into some international airline who need support for finances. So Etihad Airways invested into Alitalia, into Jet Airways, but it was a wrong and a risk strategy, ultimately resulting into failure of all that investment, and he lost his job because of that. So it's a highly risk factor of diversifying. You can be successful if all trends go as you strategically plan. Otherwise, you will take a big risk for financial losses. So for Etihad Airways, the example I gave, the Etihad Airways not only lost funds, but the high-ranking officer, James Hogan, had to lose his job. Thank you. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.